Unit 1. The Scientific Method. Reading. If you have ever carried out an experiment at school or university, you have probably followed some version of the scientific method. The scientific method consists of a series of steps that should be completed in order to test a particular theory or make a new scientific discovery. Briefly put, these steps are as follows. First, ask a question about something you have observed. How, why, what, etc. Second, conduct background research to gain more information about the topic to which the question relates. Third, based on this background research, construct a hypothesis, which is an educated guess about what the answer to your question might be. Fourth, design and perform an experiment in order to test your hypotheses. Fifth, carefully record the results of your experiment and analyze the data you have collected. Finally, conclude whether to accept or reject your hypotheses and communicate your findings in the form of a report or presentation. Nowadays, the scientific method is one of the fundamental principles through which we attempt to increase our understanding of the world around us. But it was not always the case. Although some ancient Greek philosophers advocated the use of systematic observation in order to draw up theories about the natural world, the scientific method as we know it today is generally traced back to the work of scholars such as Francis Bacon and Galileo Galilei. Francis Bacon was born in England in 1561 and educated at Cambridge University, where he became critical of the methods used to teach science. Emphasizing a methodical and skeptical approach to knowledge, Bacon insisted on the use of artificial experiments to verify conclusions about the natural world. Although the precise methods employed by Bacon differ from those used in science today, his so-called empirical approach was the foundation upon which the modern scientific method was built. Bacon's work was the inspiration for other scientists of his age, such as Isaac Newton and Galileo Galilei. Both of these great thinkers combined an empirical approach with a deep understanding of the importance of mathematics. Galileo conducted a large number of experiments during his illustrious career, with one famous, if unproven, story saying that he once dropped two balls of different weights from the Leaning Tower of Pisa in order to prove that an object will fall to the ground at the same speed regardless of its mass. Newton, meanwhile, discovered, amongst many other things, the properties of light by refracting white light through a prism in order to split it into the colors of the rainbow. Bacon, Newton, and Galileo have been called the fathers of modern science. The empirical methods they pioneered still form the basis for how new discoveries are made today.